Hello, this is Mr. O'Sullivan here with some very special fourth grade students who are going to talk about technology. First, sir, hello, can you come up and let's start the conversation. How's it going?
It's good, and what's my favorite app is that it's Good Reader, because I could put some music from the internet and I could move it to Good Reader. And what I do first is that I search up the song that I want, copy the link, go to Google MP3, YouTube MP3.
And what does YouTube and MP3.com, what does that let you do?
I put the link on it, and then I paste it.
You paste the link into the box.
Yeah.
And then what do you press after you paste in the link?
I press download an MP3.
And when you download the MP3, what do you do with the MP3 after you've it downloaded? After it's in Goodreader, what do you do with it when you've it in Goodreader?
You could play it.
So you just play it back from your iPad?
Yeah.
Can you do anything else with it?
You could save it to Dropbox.
And why would you want to do that?
If somebody deletes one of the songs from Goodreader, I could go to Dropbox and hear it from Dropbox.
Excellent. Well, thank you for telling me so much about how you're using the iPad to capture music from the internet. That's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
Next, we have, sir, what would you like to talk about?
My favorite app is Green Screen. Because with Green Screen, you can make movies to have any background that you want. So you can put like a forest or a savanna.
And what kinds of green screen movies have you been working on?
Last time, there was one where I was being chased by a bear.
How did you do that using green screen?
You just had to get the photo, take the screenshot, and put it into green screen.
Okay. And when you're done with your movies, what do you do after you're finished?
We publish them.
Why do you publish them?
So other people can like see our work.
And how do you feel when other people see your work?
Good.
Why?
Because some people could give you feedback to show how you can make it better.
You like feedback?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you for telling me about green screen. Hello. Next.
Hello.
Hello.
What I want to talk about is, well, something Mr. O'Sullivan has taught me, which is passwords. To not have a password that is like he showed us some of the passwords that we can't use that are just good people, hackers are gonna know easily, is like password or like baseball. He taught us how to make a password is to put a year, four numbers, what it is like 2017 musically, and a sentence like I like cats or something like that. And that could help many people that want to hack into our account try to hack into it. And he also taught us that he has a website that he keeps all his passwords in, so it could be safe and no one can know where his passwords are.
Very good. Thank you for telling us about passwords. Thank you so much. Next, we have... Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. What do you want to talk about?
Liquid Sketch, you could do a sandbox mode that lets you create anything you want, like a rocket ship, dinosaur, or volcano. And there's also puzzles that you could do to pass everything on Liquid Sketch.
And which one do you like to do better?
Sandbox mode, because I could build any type of puzzles and rocket ships and different things.
And if you build something really special, what do you do with it when you're done building it?
I screenshot it, and then I crop it, and then I publish it on the classroom wall.
And why do you publish it?
So other people could see what I did.
And do you like when other people see your work?
Yeah.
Why?
Because then they could give you a comment why it is, why is it, like, it's good or what you can improve with it.
Excellent. Well, thank you for telling me about Liquid Sketch. And next, hello.
Hi, and I would like to talk about Sphero. I think it's very creative because of the code. When you could use the code to move the Sphero around, you're controlling it, and you can make it around through the maze or the obstacles that someone like puts. You put like a little like blocks or like any other. Ooh. And I would also like to talk about is that the coding, it really like stretches your brain to think, and so that when you're using the Sphero, you know where to control it, like the aim or like what side you're supposed to go and what speed you're supposed to go at.
So if someone is new to Sphero and they're trying to solve one of these puzzles, what is something that you can tell them that will help them to do it? What's it, maybe a trick or something you've learned that's important?
That I think that Sphero does whatever you tell them to with the code. So if they were new, I would tell them that it's just like a little figurine. If you wanted to make it move, all you gotta tell it is, you gotta tell it with the code, like this way with the left, go left or go right, how much speed you want it to go. Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you for telling me about Sphero. Hello.
What I'm gonna talk about is digital notebook. In digital notebook, you put pictures about like what you like in computer lab or something about yourself, and you could keep it safe on your Google Drive. So, and then when you finish the digital notebook, you have to do the steps that Mr. O'Sullivan tells us to do, that you gotta post one page of your digital notebook on the wall and send it to him and save it in your Google Drive.
And why is it important to save your work in your Google Drive?
Because when you're older, maybe you're going to need your work to see it for a job that you want, or something like you want to be an artist, you could show them what you did when you were small.
Very interesting. Well, thank you for sharing ideas about your digital notebook. Thank you, fourth grade, for telling me your ideas about technology.